Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's 4:30. I'm your host, Joy. And today we're going to talk about, should you love your enemies? It's a good topic. If you ask me this question, say like a couple of months back, I'd be like, yeah, you should forgive your enemies. You should love them. It's a Christian thing to do. I'm not so certain now. Like, I think it's healthy to have conflict and healthy to have aggression from time to time. Because, you know, eventually it'll fizzle out if you fight with someone. It can only go so far. I mean, worst case scenario, you know, somebody could die. Other than that, I mean, yeah, that's the worst case scenario. That's the reason why we go with these rules and we try hard not to go there. But things may still happen anyway, right? I guess there's like no real right answer to it. I mean, should you love the enemies? I mean, deep down inside, we really don't have enemies, not even the enemies from within ourselves, the negatives, you know, that we tell ourselves every day, oh, we can't do this or I can't do that. It's all false. It's all illusion. We have bad habits. We have bad habits that will put us down because we're used to it. But we have the ability to succeed and become great men and women. It just takes practice. That's what I'm going to say. It's just, there's no enemies. It's just misunderstanding. There's causing misunderstandings all the time. People don't want to understand other people. It's just easier to go to hate, like I'm just going to hate you. It's easy to just, like, try to, like, you know, somebody in the face. There are people like this, like, they just go with their raw emotions. Like, it's just easier to act rather than to think and follow through. Like, should I do this? Like, you know, I just need to control myself. But people are not that self-destructive because, you know, if they were, this would be more of a peaceful world in general. So it's like you could do a lot of things. You could be a master thief. You could learn how to do martial arts. You could learn how to, like, principles of just, like, standing your ground, and it'll keep you safe. But inside, I mean, do you really love and forgive your enemies? Do you really embrace them as brethren? Do you see it as an opportunity to get close to the person? Like, okay, this person's going through something, and they're trying to attack me. Maybe it's an opportunity for us to be friends, or at least to attempt on their own time frame, you know, they'll come around. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at situations like that. So it does take a master, when I say like a master of peace, it takes a master of peace to be kind of like that. Male or female can do this. Children can do this. It's like you see it as a way to make friends, to make amends. And you might not be able to, like, really bury the hatchet with the person. The person might just be really have, like, long healing issues that they need to take care of themselves. And nothing you can do or say will probably make it better. So I guess, like, at that point, it's, you know, just pray for them. Like, if you see it as an opportunity to talk to them and try to heal them with love and it doesn't work, just pray for them. And I think that's, like, still loving your enemies. That qualifies as, like, loving your enemies. Pray for them and just hope that they do well. And they feel that energy. And it may take that person, like, a long time to heal. But, you know, at least it's remembered of what you do. Whether the person knows what you do or not. You're not looking for accolades or glory. You're looking for, you know, the person to feel better. So it could just be less aggression. Yeah, I think we should love our enemies. We should try to love our enemies, because it's very hard to love your enemies when you see someone really doing something bad, and you don't like it. You don't like it being done to you or your children, or your cousins, your friends, your family. You get really emotional, and you have, you know, your own select group, because that's what a family is, right? It's your own special select group that you prize above others. And you don't want anything happening to them. So it's just, this is a bigger test. yes, we have families, but they're no more important than the person who is in need of help. The person who's attacking you probably needs the most love and is in need of help more. If you look at it like that, no strings attached. Like, we don't have to have relationships after this, but we do have to, like, try to find a common bond, a commonality, so we can have some attempt at unity. You know what I mean? That experience will give you more than probably what you actually get from your family and friends. Just my opinion, really. Yeah, because it gets real raw when you talk about the Philadelphia corrections city. Like, I live in Philadelphia, and the corrections here, it's like we have a lot of criminality, or we have, like, big prisons. I shouldn't say we have high criminality. It's just as much as what you expect anywhere else. But our prison system is pretty large. We have a large population prison system. This hasn't happened to me personally, but, like, what if, you know, something bad would happen, somebody were to shoot my grandpa, and then, like, I love my grandpa, and then, like, I have to, like, make peace with the murderer? You know what I mean? Like, it could be for, like, no reason at all. And, you know, it's better for me to try to make peace with them and try to heal the situation. But to go a step further to say to love my enemy, it's like saying going back there after I've healed and after, you know, I've said my prayers. Loving your enemy is going back there and, like, really making that person a part of your family and talking to them every day. And really, really trying to go beyond what they've taken from you. You know what I mean? I think that right there is the true test. I don't know if anybody could do it. You got to be, like, an evolved human to even attempt. It's not going to say it's going to work. Because, you know, you talk about psychology of criminal mindset. The person might think they can get over on you again, kill somebody else in your family, and then what? It's just like a person testing you. Like, the demon in the person is testing you. They've already got an habituation. They may not be a believer in the process of love. You know what I mean? It may not work. But it's like, do you attempt to go beyond just trying to heal the situation? Do you go beyond and just, like, let me like visit this person every day? And trying to make this person a part of my family, and, you know, try to give them love, try to find a way to heal, try to find out more about them, and just, like, let it go. I mean, that's a journey. It's to each his own. Anything is better than just, like, not doing anything and just kind of wallowing in the pain and just, like, oh, like, the guy did it or she did it. And they're behind bars, and, you know, justice has prevailed. Just shaking your hands. It's like, oh, okay, the justice is done. I don't have to think about this anymore. But it still wakes me up. And, like, anything is better than just kind of just laying it to the dust settle, right? If you have something like that in your life, I implore you, really do consider spirituality, religion. If you have the time to, like, get close to God, like, that's your moment, and just see what they tell you. You know, the spirit guides, the archangels, the messengers on high. You know what I mean? Directly from Father. Like, what is the message of the Father? Like, what is His will? Like, go with His will, and everything will be okay. Oftentimes we try to live this life on our own, and it's not really profitable. You know what I mean? Like, we mess up a lot of times, and we think, is there a better way to live this life? And there is. You know, a lot of times we just really need to think about, like, what does God want? Like, maybe we should start falling in line. Like, what does He want? What is His will? What does He want me to do? Like, if I apply that situation, He probably, like, joy, like, go to the gym, lose some weight, be healthy, and just don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about your life. Money will come, but don't frustrate. Like, don't obsess over money. And just really try to, you know, be healthy and positive and loving. You know, like, that's what He would probably say, something like that. you know, if I didn't think of it, if I didn't approach that question, I would just kind of just do every day. And then, listen, what should I do today? Do. So it's like some good focus right there. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's still for my benefit. It's not to say it's not for my benefit, but it's in a different directional focus of what he wants in my life to go, you know, towards. So you got to think of it like that. Like, the Father is not selfish. He's selfless. He's there to help us, to guide us for a better life. And we should love him in return and worship him appropriately. That's what he asks us. It's real simple. Just love God with all your heart. You know what I mean? Love your enemies. Do unto others. Those are like the laws. You know what I mean? Like, we have commandments and everything, but the laws towards the end in the New Testament just kind of like superseded everything else. This is what you should care about the most, which is love God with all your heart. You know what I mean? Like, this too shall pass. You know, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are like the two commandments that's supposed to outweigh everything else. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So that's love your enemies right there, number two. And the number one, love God with all your heart. So it really is just love. It's like, how do you like put that into practice? You know what I mean? You wake up one morning, it's like, let me try this. My neighbor is more than my neighbor. My neighbor is myself. How do I treat my neighbor as myself? Well, you're going to give yourself the best, right? So you give your neighbor the best, too, and to see your neighbor as a reflection of yourself. So that's how it's supposed to be. And don't expect anything in return. And, you know, you don't have to think about, like, the relationship in the sense of, like a token, like, I've done this for this person, and I'm waiting for something in return to come back to me. That's not going to be very healthy. That's not very healthy, you know, period. You should have other focuses in life, so then it's not like you're just weighing constantly what you do for people. Okay, that's how we start to settle in on inner disease and everything of the mind and everything. So I'm just enjoying this day. But I started with this because I was going to do this type of show a while back, but I just wanted to wait to see if I had everything, all my P's and Q's crossed. I just wanted to see if I still felt the same way, because I was wavering on maybe I should embrace this recklessness in a sense, this wreak havoc on my enemies, and maybe we'll find peace towards the end of this conflict, and I should just go with, you know, what I'm feeling to see what happens. You know, but keeping it real can get a little bit too wrong. So I decided against it. It's like, I don't want to keep it too real. And then, like, you know, something really bad does happen to me. Like, I might go to jail or something. It might just get too heated and start arguing back at people. Yeah, you got to think of stuff like that. I mean, I've witnessed that happen to many of different people, keeping it real got too much for them, and then they went to jail, and then it's like, you know, it's needless. When you think back on it, it's like, well, if I had said this, or if I had controlled myself, you know, a little bit better, if I had better principles, you know, that I was already working with, maybe I wouldn't have gotten too hot-headed, maybe I wouldn't have gotten too angry, because this person was really trying to put me there. And, like, this person is sick. So anytime people really mess with you, it's like they're sick, you know, or there's a misunderstanding between the two parties, and maybe we're sick together and we just don't understand, you know, each other. We don't understand how to heal one another. So you got to, like, look at it like that. Most of the time, if not damn near 99.9%, it's a misunderstanding. It's a cosmic misunderstanding why people do the things that they do in life. We just don't understand one another. You know what I mean? We you ever ask somebody, like, to repeat themselves, to really get a thorough meaning of what they're talking about? Not too often. People, we try to pretend and act like we know what the other person is saying. But, like, if you ever just, like, ask them to repeat it a second time and, like, really intently listen to what they're saying, you'll get a better and more profound meaning of what the person is really saying to you. And it might not be what they really want to say to you. It might be like something else they want to say, but they don't know how to process it in words. Human beings are like bumbles, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, that's been our journey, that's been our evolution. So we're constantly trying to understand one another. Like saying all of this is like, it turns the beat of the drum around to like, yeah, maybe we should love our enemies. Maybe there's something in it for us. You know, even if it's not for the person who started the war, you know, because somebody started the war, right? It's like, maybe there's more in it for me to be like, let me get back into love of self. Love of self starts from within. The more I love myself, the more I'm going to want to love my enemies. You know, I'm going to keep my distance, keep within my boundaries, but then I'll know how to strategically talk to the person. So hopefully their guard is down and, like, hopefully they warm up to me, and hopefully we have a process of healing. You don't want to be too open in a situation sometimes. Sometimes that's all you are. Maybe you're just an open, loving type of person, but then, like, you'll get hurt a lot with these misunderstandings because most people... How you doing? Most people are ill. You know what I mean? You have to, like, really, really be careful there. Okay? You don't want to have misunderstandings. You don't want to be too open when you see a person is more combative, more aggressive. You know what I mean? You want to just kind of, like, stay firmly within yourself as, like, your own boundary. You want to ask questions in a firm, calm manner, but in a very controlled manner. That's a type of strength. And you want to know, like, what ails them? What have I done to offend thee? You know what I mean? How can we move towards a resolution? You know what I mean? Things like that, you say. And automatically the person will know that you're not really trying to start nothing. You're not trying to, like, really continue on in this aggression. Because some people really... enjoy that. Some people need that, right? Some people need that type of medicine, and that maybe you're just, like, the wrong person for it. You know what I mean? That's what I said. It's like a misunderstanding. Some people can, like, you could watch people and they could, like, have war, fight, bicker all the time, then go back to being normal. Go back to just be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. Everything's okay. I love you. You know what I mean? Like, you could, like, wow, like, how does that happen? But those are normal day-to-day relations of many, many people. And you're like, oh, I can't get down with this person. I can't be like that with them. But then that might be a misunderstanding, too, on your part. Like, maybe that's just how people are sometimes. Sometimes you have to, like, accept the fact that there are people that are just loud. And they're loud. Their loudness might be misunderstood for aggression. So there's that, too. In any case, try not to get offended, and don't be enticed by warfare. Don't be enticed by the aggressiveness. If you feel like clearly somebody really wants to start a war with you, because that happens. Because, like, there be, like, I mean, like, I say this, there's a misunderstanding, but there are people sometimes they want you to know that they're your enemy. Like, I'm your enemy. Like, don't go out their way. You know what I mean? Like, I've only had, like, one type of situation where that was true for me. It was when I was on my way to a trip in Italy. We was on, like, a long bus ride. And this girl kept banging on my seat. Like, I thought something was wrong with her. I still think something's wrong with her. But she did it, like, 8 or 9 times, okay? Because I never knew, like conflict. I never been in a fight. I never knew of any aggression. So I'm just, like, really trying to understand why somebody would kick my chair, like, 8 or 9 times. Like, she really was trying to be overt and obvious to say, I am your enemy. I keep kicking your chair 8 or 9 times. What? Everybody was looking at us like what am I going to do about it? All I did was just kind of look back at her like nobody wanted to, like, anything about my chair being kicked, so I never knew who it was, but it clearly was the person behind me. But she gave no other look. She was just like a plain look. And so I just, like, turned back around to try to go back to sleep. It was really like that for, like, 30 minutes. People were just, like, astounded. It was, like, the funniest thing to me. I think that should be, like, in a comic book. But this is, I digress. But anyway, you see, like, sometimes people just don't even know how to be a good enemy. I mean, like, clearly it's overt. She's my enemy. But for what reason? I think she, like, when I think back on it, I have to think back on it. I really think it's because it was over some boy that she liked and he liked me. I didn't know anything about their relationship. I didn't care to know. It's obvious how you could really be like me and just be in the middle of something that you have no idea. That's the most common conflict that we have in our country today is America, anywhere. It's just like you'll be the person not to get it, and you're the peaceful one. And so people want to start the fire, but I would never say that she's an evil person. I won't say that girl is evil because she started kicking my chair like 8 or 9 times. I'll just say, like, she didn't know how to handle something that was happening inside herself, and this was normal to her. And it was just she was asking me to give a response, like, this is what I'm going to do. What are you going to do in response to it? Because this is how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just ignored it. And it went away. I mean, like, the whole trip, she was, like, giving me the evil eye. Just stuff like that. It's just, like, little nuisances. But I didn't, like, let that, you know, most people, when they're trying to be your enemy, unless the situation is really deep, they're not going to, like, they're not going to get too aggressive, but that's just a really good example of aggression. It's some shit you don't, excuse my friend, some shit you don't even know anything about. I mean, it ended. The whole trip ended, and I had a good time. I didn't really focus on her because my world was in a different place. You know how hard it is for a person to take you out of your zone, okay? If you're not a type of person that's really trying to notice every little thing, it is very hard for someone to take you out of yourself. Like James Brown said, like, you took me out of myself. And he's doing it, he's patting his hair and everything. Like, that's what you want to be. You want to be in your nice little reserve. You know what I mean? If you're peaceful and everything, like, sometimes people don't really need you like that in order to take you out of your common space. You know, they may think that they need you. I mean, it's very human to need somebody, but it's just like the way we need each other. I say we should be constructive, peaceful, and loving. But if you have some aggressive situation and you have an enemy, just try to learn to love your enemies, because it is very difficult at first. It's very trying. It's very. I just say if you have your own principles already like that, you'll just have this. You'll just exude loving emotions. You'll have what you need in life to make resolutions with people like that. Yeah, it's just like our brothers and sisters. Because it's just normal to, like, to give in to aggression and stuff like that. You don't want to do it, because once you start doing it, it's going to be a habit forming. So, and it's hard to get out of habits, right? But we can all get out of those habits where we just want to start some shit with somebody. And then, you know, some people really think they need to start some shit with you. It's every day, normal every day. People are like this every day. Well, let's see. I think that's pretty much it for this show. I wish it could be a given, like, love your enemy. You got to, like, really be at your core with these principles. These are Christian principles. These should be, it's more than just Christian principles, right? These are everyday principles. Is it the benefit to us all? It can end all warfare. It can end war, and how we can have peace for all. We all started employing these techniques and these principles in our daily living to give out love and treat our neighbor as ourselves. So to really love our neighbor as we're loving ourselves. Like, pretend your neighbor is you and be nice to you, like, no less than what you would do for yourself. You know? If we really lived by that, we wouldn't need any warfare. No, we wouldn't. It's a lot of work to do. Not everybody has, like, the focus of peace. It's got to be, like, organic. Like, we have to evolve this way. We can't, like, human beings are pretty much lazy. I don't see us as a group coming together on some target, focusing, like, okay, we got to end the war. We got to end the wars of all nations by just coming together, holding hands, praying, having love, talking good to our neighbors. Like, no one's like that anymore. I mean, we had the 70s, the 60s, the 70s. Like, we had movement periods, but it's not in our nature, I don't think, to just, like, focus on one direct cause, like, all the time. It's just something that I pray that we organically grow as a people and we evolve to be more loving, so we won't even have to even know of enemies. We won't need enemies. We won't even need to know the term, the word enemies. And we should already, you know, be a loving nation already. So it's in our development. Good luck to you all. Hopefully you find it in your heart to love someone who's shouting at you at the top of their lungs when driving. And that's definitely, driving is definitely like a misunderstanding for all motorists. It should be like a motorist union. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, we all should stay safe on the road. And it's just definitely misunderstandings every day. But hopefully you can find it in your heart to love the person who's shouting and raving at you outside of their car and beeping hard just for no reason. Like, it could be a reason, but it really is no reason for someone to react and do that, you know what I mean? When we can just keep on driving, there's no harm, no foul. But some people just want to, like, stick it to you, you know what I mean? Let them express themselves and just kind of just, like, still give them love somehow. Maybe wave back to them, like, I still love you, brother. I love you, sister. These are techniques, because, like, the more often you do these things, the more you'll feel it, because you might not feel it yet. You got to do these things until you feel it, right, until they become second nature, they become natural. It's something I need to do for myself, too. It's a practice. It's definitely a journey and a practice, but to endeavor to love my enemies. Well, people, I may be joyful, but I'm human, so I'm going to work on that. I hope you have a good evening, and I love you all. Till next show, till next time.